Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 82, The Holy Spirit, Freedom from the Letter. When I study the work of the Spirit, I keep returning to the truth that He gives life, not symbolic life, not emotional uplift, but real spiritual vitality. I think this is one of the most important distinctions Scripture makes. The Spirit brings life, while the letter of the law by itself cannot. The law can reveal, command, and expose, but it cannot empower. I see this contrast throughout the New Testament, and it shapes how I understand the Christian life. Paul states it plainly, "The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." 2 Corinthians 3:6. I feel the weight of that contrast. The letter kills because it demands righteousness without providing the power to fulfill it. The Spirit gives life because He supplies what the law could never produce. When I reflect on my own walk, I see how often I tried to live by the letter, relying on discipline or resolve, but life came only when I learned to depend on the Spirit. Paul expands this truth in Romans, "The law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death." Romans 8:2. I think this is one of the clearest statements of freedom in Scripture. The Spirit does not simply free us from guilt. He frees us from the powerlessness of trying to live by the letter. He brings a new governing principle into the believer's life, one rooted in life rather than condemnation. Jesus affirms this same reality. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. John 6:63. I see myself in those words. Every attempt to produce spiritual life through fleshly effort eventually collapses. The Spirit alone gives life. He animates the heart, awakens desire, and empowers obedience. Without Him, the Christian life becomes a burden. With Him, it becomes a living relationship. Paul confronts the Galatians with this truth. "Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?" Galatians 3:3. I think this question exposes a common struggle. It is easy to begin with the Spirit and then drift back to the letter, trying to maintain spiritual life through human effort, but the life the Spirit gives is not sustained by the flesh. It is sustained by the same Spirit who began the work. The Spirit gives life. He frees believers from the powerless letter of the law and brings the vitality the law could never produce. When I look at the Christian journey, I see that every step of growth, every act of obedience, and every moment of transformation flows from His life within us. The letter can instruct, but only the Spirit can empower. The Christian life is not a return to the letter. It is a life lived in the freedom and power of the Spirit. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.